Chapter 4. Learning and Developmental Activities. This chapter provides a deliberate and logical framework to support Army leaders developing themselves and others. These activities follow the same organization as the leader attributes and competencies found in the Army Leadership Requirements Model, CADP 6-22, to help individuals identify and prioritize which leader requirements to target for growth. The developmental activity tables found in the print version of FM 6-22 follow a standard format. Strength and need indicators, underlying causes, and recommended options to initiate action. The indicators provide ways to understand leader actions and confirm aspects of each leader behavior as a strength or a developmental need. The underlying causes provide more information on what the root cause may be for a developmental need. The tables provide three options for developmental action: feedback, study, and practice. To best use this chapter's information, one identifies the competency and attribute behaviors for developmental focus. An individual may already have an IDP that documents goals and a plan for development, or have an idea of what leadership competency or skill to develop. A coach, rater, counselor, or mentor can use this material to help focus leaders or subordinates on specific developmental goals and prepare for growth counseling. Tip: when considering learning and developmental activities, some automatically think about taking a formal training course or reading. While these may be helpful, leaders are encouraged to select developmental activities that fit with personal preferences and situation. It is important to think through personal and career goals when deciding on a developmental activity. Capability evaluation and growth. After identifying a developmental focus, refer to the Army Leadership Requirements Model and the Leader Developmental Tables to evaluate the leader capabilities associated with the selected competency or attribute. Each section is designed to help a leader act on strengths as well as developmental needs. Some may experience greater growth by focusing on improving strengths rather than focusing on developmental needs or using strengths to address developmental needs. Capability evaluation, strength and need indicators, and underlying causes. Evaluating capabilities involves identifying personal practices that support or hinder successful performance. Each table includes diagnostics to enable evaluating how well someone is doing on that behavior and provides examples of why they may or may not be excelling. Consider if the strength and need indicators represent personal behaviors. Be aware of counterproductive leadership behaviors. Many leaders are aware of such behaviors but choose to overlook or condone them to achieve short-term results. But oftentimes, some leaders may not even realize they display such behaviors. Each diagnostic section includes strength indicators, behaviors and actions that contribute to or support successful performance, need indicators, behaviors and actions that reduce or hinder successful performance, underlying causes, examples why someone may not excel at a particular leader behavior, capability growth, feedback, study, and practice. To help individuals build an improvement strategy, the developmental activity tables presented in the print version of this chapter provide options to initiate capability growth. Table 4-2 outlines methods to engage in three developmental activities. Feedback, sources and methods for obtaining feedback to guide self-development efforts. Study, topics and activities to learn more about a behavior. Practice, actions to improve skill and comfort in performing a leader behavior. Developmental activities. Within the Leadership Requirements Model, competencies are skills that leaders can train and develop, while attributes encompass enduring personal characteristics molded through experience over time. Applying the if-then logic to each developmental goal helps maximize development efforts. For greater understanding to direct development, first seek feedback and follow with study and practice. If a developmental need is known, but how to address that need is unknown, start with study and follow with practice. If the only unknown is what to practice, then focus on the practice activities. View all suggestions for developmental activities through a personal lens. The following questions are sample questions to ask when refining a development activity to fit personal needs and situation. Depending on the chosen activity, other considerations may be important too. Be willing to take risks and choose activities outside personal comfort zones to challenge yourself and accelerate development. Insight: Determining developmental activities. Answer these to select appropriate developmental activities. Developmental activity: How do I need to improve? Desired outcome: What do I hope to achieve? Method: How am I going to do this? What resources do I need? Time available: When will I do this? How will I monitor progress, such as identifying and monitoring milestones, rewarding success, or identifying accountability partners? Limits: What factors will affect or hinder successfully implementing this activity? Controls: What minimizes or controls the factors that hinder implementing this activity? Leader 180 and Leader 360 feedback reports detail individual or unit strengths and developmental needs. Learners and coaches select a few actions at a time to guide development. Additionally, these reports inform leaders of any counterproductive leadership behaviors others have observed in them. In addition to the listed developmental activities and feedback reports, review the websites under references. This section provides Army training and activity resources to support developmental activities. Insight: Employing Leadership Requirements Model Developmental Activities. Captain Kenny and First Sergeant Mack are briefing Lieutenant Colonel Day on an upcoming team live fire exercise. At the end, Lieutenant Colonel Day asks what competencies or attributes from the leadership requirements model they are targeting with the training event. Neither could answer the question. Lieutenant Colonel Day: Gentlemen, your plan is sound, and the outcome will be trained teams ready to move into greater collective training. But we are missing an opportunity to develop our leaders here. Training, without thought of the LRM, is like an unguided missile. It gets the job done, but we owe it to our subordinate leaders to be precise. Don't let leader development just happen. Be deliberate and actively plan for it. Captain Kenny and First Sergeant Mack return to their office to discuss what Lieutenant Colonel Day said. Captain Kenny: I understand what Lieutenant Colonel Day said, and I know our leaders need some work. We have both worked with them on their IDPs. Several things almost derailed our individual training leading up to this, mostly centered on communication. What should we do to focus on that? First Sergeant Mack: We wanted to get better tactically, but maybe we should have been more specific. We know what we want to improve, we just didn't select competencies to work on. Perhaps we can alter our training scenarios to deliberately target communication between leaders. After NTC, the OCT, Captain Small, is conducting the final AAR with the company. Captain Small: Let me begin by saying that it was truly a pleasure to watch this company operate during this rotation. You clearly put emphasis on communication during training because everyone was on the same common operating picture from the command team to the lowest private, and it showed in how well you adjusted to changes in the plan. I never would have thought that I could design training that would deliberately develop attributes or competencies without Lieutenant Colonel Day asking the right questions. Nor would I have thought that it would work. Once we figured it out, though, we incorporated it into everything we did, and every leader could always tell me what the training objective and developmental objective for every event was. I had no greater pleasure as a company commander than deliberately developing my subordinates and watching them progress into great leaders in their own right. From the diary of Captain Kenny, former company commander. Army values. Soldiers and DA civilians enter the Army with personal values developed in childhood and nurtured over years of personal experience. By taking an oath to serve the nation and the Army, one agrees to live and act by the Army values. Adherence and dedication to the Army values reflect character. The Army values consist of the principles, standards, and qualities considered essential for successful Army leaders. To develop character in others, leaders must embody the Army values. The Army values are fundamental to soldiers and DA civilians making the right decision in any situation. Teaching values is an important leader responsibility that creates a common understanding of the Army values and expected standards. Leaders must communicate expectations that others embody the Army values as well. Reinforcing ethical standards increases the likelihood of ethical decisions and actions and promotes an ethical climate. Three components compose the attribute Army values: essential principles, standards, and qualities for successful leaders. Discern right from wrong in any situation. Develop Army values in all Army individuals. Essential principles, standards, and qualities for successful leaders. Successful soldiering requires Army leaders to demonstrate strict adherence to strong principles of ethics and duty. Leaders who possess the desired qualities articulated in Army doctrine and adhere to Army standards will be successful. Discern right from wrong in any situation. Leaders of integrity do the right thing because their character permits nothing less. The Army relies on leaders of integrity who possess high moral and ethical standards. Develop the Army values in all Army individuals. The Army recognizes 7 values that comprise the Army values. All Army members must develop and internalize the Army values. Empathy. Empathy is defined as the ability to share and understand someone else's feelings. The capacity for empathy is an important attribute for leaders to possess. Empathy can allow leaders to understand how their actions affect others. The ability to see something from another person's viewpoint, to identify with, and enter into another person's feelings and emotions, enables the Army leader to better interact with others. Army leaders show empathy when they genuinely relate to another person's situation, motives, and feelings. Empathy does not necessarily mean sympathy, but identification leading to a deeper understanding. Empathy allows the leader to anticipate what others are experiencing and envision how decisions or actions affect others. Leaders with a capacity for empathy can apply it to understanding and anticipating the reactions of DA civilians, soldiers, and their families, and local populations. Empathy helps a leader take care of soldiers and others and demonstrate respect. Army leaders take care of soldiers and DA civilians by giving them the training, equipment, and support needed to accomplish the mission. They value balance between mission requirements and the welfare of their followers. It improves morale, climate, decision-making, and readiness. The attribute empathy has one component: identify with another person's feelings and emotions. Army leaders must be able to understand different personal value systems and that these values directly influence how others feel about various circumstances, situations, and decisions. Being able to put oneself in another's situation to identify with their feelings is important to develop a full understanding of others to make better decisions and adapt interactions with others. Warrior ethos / service ethos. The warrior ethos refers to the professional attitudes and beliefs that characterize the American soldier. It reflects a soldier's selfless commitment to the nation, mission, unit, and fellow soldiers. DA civilians, while not warfighters, embody the warrior ethos principles through a service ethos that integrates their conduct of duty with the same attitudes, beliefs, and commitment. The warrior ethos is developed and sustained through discipline, commitment to the Army values, and pride in the Army's heritage. When lived by soldiers and supported by DA civilians, the warrior ethos is the foundation for the winning spirit that permeates the institution. Embedded in the soldier's creed, the warrior ethos forms the foundation for the American soldier's spirit and total commitment to victory in peace and war, always exemplifying the ethical behavior and Army values. 4 elements compose the warrior ethos where soldiers put the mission first, never quit, refuse to accept defeat, never leave a fellow American behind. Discipline. Discipline is a mindset for a unit or an organization to practice sustained, systemic actions to reach and promote a capability to perform its military function. Often, this involves attending to organization and administration details, which are less urgent than an organization's key tasks, but necessary for efficiency and long-term effectiveness. Making the right choices involves discipline. Discipline is a reinforcing function to character. Self-discipline is everyone's responsibility, while leaders also are responsible for unit discipline. Development relies on self-discipline to put others' needs ahead of personal comfort and desires. The attribute discipline has a single component: control personal behavior. Discipline at the individual level is primarily self-discipline, the ability to control personal behavior. Discipline expresses what the Army values require, willingly doing what is right. Humility. Humility, as an attribute of an Army leader's character, is the absence of arrogance. To be a leader, one must be confident and competent. Effective leaders temper confidence with humility. However, it is often difficult to judge one's own humility. Humility is a subjective perception based on a leader's behaviors, and interpretations differ based on cultural or gender context. The attribute humility has one component: seek feedback and explore personal performance. Humility exists on a continuum. Effective leaders exhibit an appropriate degree of humility. Others view a leader who expresses excess humility as being meek, timid, or overly passive. Conversely, others consider a leader who expresses too little humility as overconfident or arrogant. A leader lacking self-confidence may feel the need to hide any perception of weakness and may display arrogant behavior as a result, while a self-confident individual is free to demonstrate humility. A leader who expresses too much or too little humility lacks self-awareness. This, in turn, undermines confidence in the leader's ability to make good decisions and achieve success. Military and professional bearing. Army leaders are expected to look and act as professionals. Soldiers and DA civilians displaying an unprofessional appearance do not send a professional message. The attribute military and professional bearing has two components: possess a commanding presence, project a professional image of authority. Possess a commanding presence. Professional appearance and competence command respect. The impression a leader makes on others contributes to their success in leading. This impression is the sum of a leader's outward appearance, demeanor, actions, and words. Project a professional image of authority. To command the respect of those led, a leader's appearance must demonstrate their ability to lead themselves. A professional appearance and demeanor, as well as displays of competence, demonstrates a leader is ready to lead others. Fitness. While in garrison, home station, training, or deployed, the holistic health and fitness system provides methods to integrate physical training programs, develop essential sleep tactics, establish better food environments, strengthen cognition, and enhance spiritual readiness, all of which are foundational to unit readiness. A comprehensive holistic health and fitness system will optimize both individual performance and operational readiness, as well as prevent performance degradation and injuries over time. The attribute fitness has one component: have sound health, strength, and endurance. The physical demands of leadership, deployments, and continual operations can erode more than physical attributes. Physical fitness and adequate rest support cognitive functioning and emotional stability, both essential for sound leadership. If not physically fit before deployment, the effects of additional stress compromise mental and emotional fitness as well. Confidence. Confidence is important for both leaders and teams. Confident leaders demonstrate composure, which helps soldiers mitigate self-doubt while reducing team anxiety. The attribute confidence has two components: project self-confidence and certainty in the unit's ability to succeed in its missions. Demonstrate composure through control over personal emotions. Project self-confidence and certainty. While confident leaders yield confident soldiers, excessive confidence or pride can be as detrimental as too little confidence. Both extremes impede learning and adaptability in the unit's ability to succeed in its missions. Demonstrate composure through control over personal emotions. Composure consists of feelings of calmness or being in control in any situation, even under stress or with little information. Leaders exhibiting composure model confidence for subordinates. Resilience. Resilience is essential when pursuing mission accomplishment. Regardless of the working conditions, a strong personal attitude helps prevail over adverse external conditions. When things go badly, a leader must draw on inner reserves to persevere. The attribute resilience has one component: recover quickly from adversity stress while maintaining focus. Resilient leaders learn and grow from experiencing adversity, and use that growth to ensure positive outcomes for mission accomplishment. Adversity comes in many formats. Setbacks, shock, injuries, and stress are only a few. Mental agility. Mental agility is a flexibility of mind that allows leaders to adapt to uncertain or changing situations. Agility allows leaders to anticipate changing situations and think through second and third order effects. Mentally agile leaders develop and implement alternative approaches when current actions are not producing the desired results. Adaptation involves knowing or deciding whether to adapt, what to adapt to, over what time frame to adapt, and how to adapt. Adaptability is enabled by recognizing the need for change or recognize a need to act, knowing the cues that point to real, meaningful differences and cause-effect relationships, having a keen ability to discriminate among environmental cues, having flexible knowledge triggered from different cues. Useful knowledge is likely structured in modular chunks that can recombine in new ways. Understanding the principles and theory behind facts contributes to applying knowledge in novel ways. This characteristic is cognitive flexibility. Seeing multiple sides of an issue and a drive to work toward the best one. Often, multiple sides need integration to derive the best perspective. Openness, seeing opposites, selecting the best of opposing approaches, designing compromise or resolving contradictions aid integration. Thinking in reverse time. This involves being able to think from a desired end state through the prior steps that reach it. It may involve going from constraints or possibilities to figure what is doable, what are plausible goals. Handling multiple lines of thought. Involves tracking numerous issues or questions, prioritizing among them, remembering lesser issues while maintaining an overarching perspective, and returning to think about lesser issues when time is available. Changing perspective. Referred to as decentering, this involves an ability to move away from one's center or viewpoint to overcome thinking obstacles and blind spots. Thinking in progressively deeper ways involves thinking at the right level of depth and breadth that optimize effort on thinking to match the gravity of the situation. Predicting involves going beyond first order or obvious meaning to broaden thinking to future classes of situations. Visualizing and conceptualizing involves ability to imagine complex or unusual relationships, possibilities, or unforeseen consequences and relationships. Thinking holistically involves seeing wholes, sets of relationships and interactions, instead of analytical, decomposed, individual, or isolated parts. Relates to an ability to see in dynamics, moving pictures, instead of a static snapshot. Mentally simulating what could happen. Mental simulation is mentally constructing and thinking through a model of a problem, situation, or potential solution to determine important relationships. The process gauges how much action or resources it takes to create a noticeable difference in an outcome. The attribute mental agility has three components. Develop mental flexibility. Anticipate or adapt to uncertain or changing situations. Apply multiple perspectives and approaches. Develop mental flexibility. A key component of being mentally agile is the ability to recognize when standard or historical means are no longer achieving the desired ends. Mentally agile leaders develop, evaluate, and implement alternative approaches. Anticipate or adapt to uncertain or changing situations. When achieving the mission, mentally agile leaders must recognize a need for change, figure out what should change, and implement that change. Leaders do not do this in a vacuum. They include the team. Apply multiple perspectives and approaches. Critical thinking and mental agility require examining problems in depth from multiple viewpoints. The best way to examine a problem from multiple perspectives is including others' diverse views, opinions, and ideas. Sound judgment. Sound judgment requires the ability to assess situations, draw rational conclusions, form educated opinions, make reliable estimates, and make sensible decisions. Problem solving, critical and creative thinking, and ethical reasoning are thought processes involved in understanding, visualizing, and directing. Leaders draw on their knowledge and expertise in the context of each part of a problem. However, Most situations have incomplete knowledge. Thinking is a technique to identify gaps in knowledge. Referencing past experiences can facilitate a new way of framing, seeing or structuring a problem or a solution. Leaders test ideas through visualization or a wargaming process. The thought process judges how well ideas meet goals. See ATP 5-0.1 for information on the Army design methodology. The attribute, sound judgment, has two components. Assess situations and draw sound conclusions. Form sound opinions, sensible decisions, and reliable guesses. Assess situations and draw sound conclusions. Assessing situations shrewdly often requires leaders to juggle facts, questionable data, and intuition to arrive at conclusion. It requires transforming knowledge and information into understanding. Form sound opinions, sensible decisions, and reliable guesses. Good judgment directs individuals toward the best decision for the situation. Good judgment supports forming sound opinions, sensible decisions, and reliable guesses. Innovation. Innovation is the ability to introduce something new when needed or as opportunities exist. Innovative leaders tend to be inquisitive and good problem solvers. The attribute innovation has two components. Introduce new ideas based on opportunity or challenging circumstances. Produce novel and appropriate ideas and objects. Introduce new ideas based on opportunity or challenging circumstances. Opportunity can present itself as a challenge. Innovative leaders are alert to new or challenging conditions where innovation can produce better outcomes. Produce novel and appropriate ideas and objects. Innovation requires creativity, critical thinking, and motivation. Innovative leaders demonstrate their creativity through new ideas and solutions. Interpersonal tact. Interpersonal tact is the ability to interact effectively and productively with others. The attribute, interpersonal tact, has four components. Recognize diversity and display self-control, balance, and stability. Understand interactions with others. Be aware of how others see you and sense how to interact effectively. Acknowledge character, reactions, and motives, and how they affect interactions. Recognize diversity and display self-control, balance, and stability. Background, schooling, race, religion, and other factors shape soldiers and DA civilians. This diversity provides a competitive advantage for our Army. Treating everyone fairly and respectfully sets conditions for a positive environment. An Army leader's ability to recognize this diversity and demonstrate self-control, balance, and stability greatly affects their interactions with others. Understand interactions with others. Being able to effectively interact with others requires leaders to understand the inputs and outcomes of the interaction. Be aware of how others see you and sense how to interact effectively. A key part of interpersonal tact is being able to put oneself in another person's shoes to see things from their perspective. When a leader understands how others perceive them, that leader can more effectively adjust their communication style. Acknowledge character, reactions, and motives and their effects. People have hopes, fears, concerns, and dreams. It is important to understand that emotional energy sparks motivation and facilitates interpersonal tact. Understanding the character, reactions, and motives of yourself and others contributes to positive relations. Expertise. Expertise is the specialized knowledge and skills developed from experience, training, and education. The attribute expertise has one component: possess relevant facts, beliefs, logical assumptions, and understanding. Leads others. Leaders motivate, inspire, and influence others to take initiative, work toward a common purpose, accomplish critical tasks, and achieve organizational objectives. Influence focuses on motivating and inspiring others to go beyond their individual interests and focus on contributing to the mission and the team's common good. The leads others competency has four components: uses appropriate influence methods to energize others, provides purpose, enforces standards, balances mission and followers' welfare. Uses appropriate influence methods to energize others. Army leaders can draw on multiple techniques to influence others, ranging from obtaining compliance to building commitment to a cause or organization. Specific techniques for influence fall along a continuum including pressure, legitimate requests, exchange, personal appeals, collaboration, rational persuasion, apprising, inspiration, participation, and relationship building. See ADP 6-22 for more information. To succeed in creating true commitment, leaders determine the proper influence technique based on the situation and individuals involved. Keep in mind that the influence effects are not often instantaneous. It may take time before seeing positive, enduring results. Provides purpose. Establishing and imparting a clear sense of intent and purpose gets work done by providing a distinct path forward. Often, with a firm sense of purpose, the result is easier to reach. Defining a clear sense of purpose can be difficult, as it requires thinking about the objective or task from a macro level before implementing the details. However, developing clear intent and purpose can provide substantial benefits by clarifying required actions and resources, as well as aligning team efforts. Enforces standards. To lead others and gauge correct duty performance, the Army has established standards for military activities. Standards are formal, detailed instructions to describe, measure, and achieve. To use standards effectively, leaders should explain the standards that apply to the organization and give subordinates the authority to enforce them. Balances mission and followers' welfare. Team welfare is vital to completing a mission while maintaining morale. Taking care of followers creates closer working relationships. Leaders must be able to keep an eye on the mission while being cognizant of and caring for the people working for them. Builds trust. Trust is essential to all effective relationships, particularly within the Army. Trust facilitates a bond between soldiers, leaders, the Army, and the nation that enables mission success. Building trust forms on the bedrock of mutual respect, shared understanding, and common experiences. For teams and organizations to function at the highest level, a climate of trust needs to exist. Leaders create a climate of trust by displaying consistency in their actions and through relationship-building behaviors such as coaching, counseling, and mentoring. The competency builds trust has three components. Sets personal example for trust. Takes direct actions to build trust. Sustains a climate of trust. Sets personal example for trust. Leaders exhibit their beliefs about trust in their actions and behaviors. Setting a personal example inspires those around them to act in the same manner. The actions a leader models to subordinates communicates the values of the leader and the unit. Setting a personal example for trust should be consistent and is the most powerful tool a leader has to shape the organizational climate. Takes direct actions to build trust. Building trust is not a passive exercise. Leaders develop trust in their organizations by taking actions to promote trust. Developing others through mentoring, coaching, and counseling builds trust. When a leader mentors effectively, they send a clear message. I trust you to build a stronger, more adaptable Army and continue the Army profession. Leaders build trust by developing positive relationships with peers, superiors, and subordinates. Leaders do not tolerate misconduct or unfair treatment and take appropriate action to correct unit dysfunction. Sustains a climate of trust. A climate of trust requires that unit norms and values create a positive, mutually beneficial environment characterized by openness and risk tolerance. Leaders sustain this environment by consistently demonstrating these values through their decisions and actions and communicating to others that they will not tolerate misconduct. Note that leaders setting an example and directing action to build trust are important tools to sustain a climate of trust. Extends influence beyond the chain of command. Leaders can influence beyond their direct line of authority and chain of command. Influence can extend across units, unified action partners, and other groups. Creating and communicating a common vision and building agreement is crucial. In these situations, leaders use indirect means of influence, diplomacy, negotiation, mediation, arbitration, partnering, conflict resolution, consensus building, and coordination. This competency has two components. Understands sphere, means, and limits of influence. Negotiates, builds consensus, and resolves conflict. Understand sphere, means, and limits of influence. Leading and influencing others outside established organizational structures requires specific skills and abilities. Assessing others' roles outside the chain of command, knowing over whom they have authority and influence, and understanding how they are likely to exert that influence is important. By learning about people outside of the chain of command, understanding their interests and viewpoints, and being familiar with internal relationships within the organization, leaders can identify influence techniques likely to work beyond the command chain. Individuals can adjust influence techniques to the situation and parties involved. Negotiates, builds consensus, and resolves conflict. The art of persuasion is an important method of extending influence. Proactively involving partners opens communication and helps to work through controversy in a positive and productive way. Building consensus through sharing ideas and seeking common ground helps overcome resistance to an idea or plan. Leads by example. Leaders influence others by acting in a way that provides others with an example to measure against and model their own behavior. Leading by example is a form of influence where leaders provide models rather than explicit direction. Refer to individual attribute tables for indicators, underlying causes, feedback, study, and practice to develop selected attributes covered by this competency. Leading by example is an expression of character, presence, and intellect attributes. Displays character, exemplifies the warrior ethos/service ethos, leads with confidence in adverse situations, demonstrates tactical and technical competence, understands the importance of conceptual skills and models them, seeks diverse ideas and viewpoints. Displays character. Upon entering the Army, soldiers learn their character provides a foundation for how they think, act, and are observed by others. Learning to uphold a new set of values, the Army values, is part of displaying good character. Every soldier is obligated to demonstrate Army values, empathy, warrior ethos/service ethos, and discipline through decisions and actions as an example for others to follow. Exemplifies the warrior ethos/service ethos. The warrior ethos and service ethos refer to a set of specific professional attitudes and beliefs that characterize the American soldier and DA civilian. The warrior ethos shapes and guides a leader's actions on and off the battlefield. Leaders demonstrate the warrior ethos or service ethos anytime they experience prolonged and demanding conditions that require commitment and resilience to do what is right despite adversity, challenge, and setback. For example, tirelessly advocating for a more comprehensive training program on leader development demonstrates the service ethos. Just a soldier taking charge of an isolated element demonstrates the warrior ethos. While DA civilians can have a warrior-like ethos, a service ethos fittingly describes the attitudes of DA civilians who choose to serve the public interest through support and defense of the Constitution. They are committed to the Army and the Constitution and take an oath upon their hiring similar to the oath soldiers take. In honoring the service ethos, DA civilians support the needs of the Army and its soldiers. Leads with confidence in adverse situations. The opportunity to lead with confidence in adverse situations happens frequently, but making the right decisions in difficult times defines an Army leader's career. Mistakenly, individuals often believe that leading with confidence in adverse situations is a responsibility reserved for senior leaders and do not recognize the need for confident leadership at all levels. How Army leaders approach and persevere through difficult times sets a leadership example for others while demonstrating commitment to the organization. Demonstrates tactical and technical competence. Striving for tactical and technical competence and expertise is important for Army leaders. Army leaders must implement the most up-to-date, innovative technologies and methods to solve problems and ensure mission accomplishment. Demonstrating technical and tactical knowledge and skills includes seeking out and implementing best practices, as well as exploring and encouraging a sharing culture among team members to develop and refine their technical proficiency. Understands and models conceptual skills. Army leaders must not only understand the importance of conceptual skills, but they must also possess, continually develop, and model them as well. Conceptual skills are the basis for making sense of complex situations, understanding cause and effect, critical thinking, solving problems, developing plans, and leading others. In short, they are essential to accomplishing the Army's critical functions. Seeks diverse ideas and viewpoints. By seeking and being open to diverse ideas and viewpoints, Army leaders gain exposure to new ideas, perspectives, explanations, and approaches that can help achieve tasks and projects more efficiently and effectively. Consider diverse ideas and viewpoints to ensure adequate issue conceptualization, as well as developing and selecting viable courses of action. Being open to diverse ideas and viewpoints aids in the perception of change, identifying new requirements, and adaptability to dynamic operational environments. Communicates. Leaders communicate by clearly expressing ideas and actively listening to others. By understanding the nature and importance of communication and practicing effective communication techniques, leaders relate better to others and translate goals into actions. Communication is essential to all other leadership competencies and has four components. Creates shared understanding, listens actively, employs engaging communication techniques, sensitive to cultural factors in communication. Creates shared understanding. Leaders understand the unit's mission and develop plans to meet mission goals. Leaders owe it to subordinates, the organization, and unified action partners to share information that directly applies to their duties and provides the necessary context for what needs to be done. Keeping team members informed aligns the organization, relieves stress, and shows appreciation for team members. Listens actively. The most important purpose of listening is to comprehend the speaker's thoughts and internalize them. Throughout a conversation, listeners should pay attention to what the speaker is trying to communicate. Active listeners have a lot to focus on: multiple verbal and nonverbal cues, the content of the message the speaker is trying to deliver, and the speaker's urgency and emotion. Stay alert for common themes that recur with the speaker, as well as inconsistencies or completely avoided topics. Employs engaging communication techniques. Leaders must deliver a message clearly and succinctly to the unit or subordinates to ensure shared understanding. To ensure the message stands out from the crowd, leaders need to employ engaging communication techniques to ensure the message is understood and remembered. Sensitive to cultural factors in communication. Cultural awareness and understanding of how cultural factors can influence communication success has long been an important competency for military leaders leading ethnically and culturally diverse organizations. In recent years, the necessities of counterinsurgency, stability, and inter-organizational operations have placed cross-cultural communication skills at the center of operational success. Understanding cross-cultural factors and the ability to adjust communication attempts to accommodate and capitalize on them are crucial in today's operational environment. It is important to note that soldiers do not have to agree with all the cultural norms or practices. However, they must understand how those cultural values affect interactions with individuals from that culture. Prepare self. Leaders ensure they are prepared to execute their leadership responsibilities fully. They are aware of their limitations and strengths and seek to develop themselves. Leaders maintain physical and non-physical fitness across the holistic health and fitness domains. They continue to improve the knowledge required of their leader roles and their profession. Only through continual preparation for missions and other challenges, being aware of self and situations, and practicing lifelong learning and development, can someone fulfill the leadership responsibilities. This competency has seven components. Maintains physical and non-physical domain readiness. Expands technical, technological, and tactical knowledge. Expands conceptual and interpersonal capabilities. Analyzes and organizes information to create knowledge. Maintains relevant cultural awareness. Maintains relevant geopolitical awareness. Maintains self-awareness. Employs self-understanding and recognizes effect on others. Maintains physical and non-physical domain readiness. Army leaders cultivate holistic health and fitness through both the physical and non-physical domains to make logical and clear-headed decisions. They inspire confidence in their followers and model how to balance the inherent stresses of both personal and professional life. Reducing stress and improving both physical and non-physical fitness are tactics for avoiding sickness, promoting mental clarity, and encouraging similar outcomes in others. Expands technical, technological, and tactical knowledge. Technical knowledge consists of specialized understanding of a particular function or system. Army leaders are responsible for leveraging both individual and collective specialized knowledge to complete the mission. They must expand their skills in technical, technological, and tactical areas. This requires an understanding of how functional components relate, as well as the requirements for training and logistical planning to support technical operations. Army leaders capitalize on opportunities to share knowledge across an organization, especially to use their subordinates' knowledge to educate others on technical and tactical details. Army leaders must maintain awareness of new trends and emerging technologies' availability and application. Expands conceptual and interpersonal capabilities. Conceptual abilities enable sound judgment, help Army leaders think creatively, and permit leaders to reason analytically, critically, ethically, and with cultural sensitivity. Army leaders consider intended and unintended consequences and anticipate the results and consequences of important decisions on people and mission. To expand conceptual and interpersonal capabilities, Army leaders use opportunities to improve reasoning and problem-solving skills and to implement the best solution for the unit. Analyzes and organizes information to create knowledge. Army leaders prepare themselves for leadership positions through lifelong learning, which involves study and reflection in how best to acquire new knowledge. Becoming a better learner involves several steps, including planning a learning approach, focusing on specific and achievable learning goals, setting aside time to study, organizing new information as it is encountered, and tracking progress. Maintains relevant cultural awareness. In today's contemporary operational environment, it is critical for Army leaders to understand the culture in which they operate, including awareness of partners, neutral parties, and adversaries. Army leaders must be mindful of cultural factors that influence members of their unit, multinational partners, host nations, and the local populace. Culturally astute leaders use resources more effectively and complete the mission. Maintains relevant geopolitical awareness. Today's military leaders are expected to operate in multiple physical and cultural environments worldwide. To be prepared for worldwide deployment, military leaders must stay current on events and national policies around the world that may affect national interests or potentially lead to military intervention. This requires an understanding of American interests, an appreciation of international, political, and military processes, and study of relevant news from around the world. Maintain self-awareness. Self-aware leaders know themselves, including their traits, feelings, and behaviors. They employ self-understanding and recognize their effect on others. Self-aware leaders recognize their strengths and developmental needs across a range of environments and progressively use this knowledge to develop a clear, honest picture of capabilities and limitations. Leaders must be flexible and adaptable by constantly assessing abilities and limitations in the context of mission requirements. Creates a positive environment / fosters esprit de corps. Leaders have the responsibility to establish and maintain appropriate expectations and attitudes that foster healthy relationships and a positive organizational climate. Leaders are charged with improving the organization while accomplishing missions. They should leave the organization better than it was when they arrived. This competency has 8 components. Fosters teamwork, cohesion, cooperation, and loyalty, esprit de corps. Encourages fairness and inclusiveness. Anticipates others' on-duty needs. Sets and maintains high expectations for individuals and teams. Creates a learning environment. Encourages open and candid communications. Encourages subordinates to exercise initiative, accept responsibility, and take ownership. Demonstrates care for follower well-being. Fosters teamwork, cohesion, cooperation, and loyalty, esprit de corps. A team is a group of individuals with complementary skills, committed to a common purpose, set of performance goals, and approach for which they hold themselves mutually accountable. Commitment may not always be present from the start, but it is critical for team sustainability. The team needs to have a detailed common purpose so that all members can understand the what, how, and who. Encourages fairness and inclusiveness. To build a positive climate, leaders should use consistent but flexible policies and viewpoints in treating others with respect. While leaders should treat all team members fairly and consistently, not everyone will be treated exactly the same since not all have the same strengths or needs. Fairness means that no one gets preferential treatment, but leaves leeway for team member capabilities and needs. Inclusiveness means that all are valued and accepted into the organization regardless of differences. Anticipates others' duty needs. To anticipate team member and subordinate on-duty needs, leaders should be aware of each individual's responsibilities, duties, strengths, current workload, as well as their professional interests and goals. In addition, leaders should become aware of subordinate strengths and developmental needs to provide a holistic understanding of where they currently are and where they want to be. Attempt to match subordinates with tasks and opportunities that not only foster career and professional development, but also align with their interests and motivations. Sets and maintains high expectations for individuals and teams. Leaders sometimes focus considerable energy on annual performance reviews and do not give sufficient attention to providing guidance and establishing expectations during a rating period. Providing direction and setting expectations are crucial to getting the best results and promoting professional development. When setting expectations with team members and subordinates, ensure stated expectations connect to unit objectives and mission, clearly expressed and mutually agreed upon. Creates a learning environment. The Army seeks to constantly reinvigorate and renew its processes to accomplish its mission more efficiently and effectively. The Army depends on the experiences of its people and organizations to contribute to a climate that values and supports learning. By acknowledging and embracing the importance of learning, leaders actively foster both a culture dedicated to lifelong learning and cadre who possess a thirst for knowledge and innovation. Encourages open and candid communications. Good leaders encourage collaboration through open and candid communication to create environments where others feel free to contribute and know their ideas and input are valued. Creating an open environment is a key to developing a unit capable of responding to change. Leaders who value and reinforce open and candid communications show respect for subordinate opinions, recognize others' viewpoints, and encourage input and feedback. Encourages subordinates. As a leader, one of the greatest challenges is to encourage subordinates to exercise initiative, accept responsibility, and take ownership. Subordinates may hesitate to step forward and express their knowledge or provide information because they fear they are wrong or do not want additional tasks. A leader builds a subordinate's confidence to solve problems and accept responsibility, sets conditions that foster taking initiative, and encourages input from anyone who understands the subject matter. Demonstrates care for follower well-being. Army leaders should cultivate physical and mental health by being logical and clear-headed when making decisions. Leaders who emphasize mental and physical health and well-being inspire confidence in subordinates and set an example of how to balance the inherent stresses of both personal and professional life. Improving personal holistic health and fitness are tactics for promoting health, encouraging mental clarity, and inspiring similar outcomes in others. Develops others. Leaders encourage and support others to grow as individuals and teams. They facilitate achieving organizational goals through assisting others to develop. They prepare others to assume new positions elsewhere in the organization, making the organization more versatile and productive. This competency has four components. Assesses others' developmental needs, counsels, coaches, and mentors. Facilitates ongoing development. Builds team skills and processes. Assesses others' developmental needs. Regular counseling and evaluation of subordinates allows leaders to have a greater knowledge of their capabilities, including their strengths and limitations. This knowledge can help optimize soldier and unit performance via improved staffing decisions. It demonstrates to soldiers that leaders care about their performance and their development. Investing time and resources into team members and subordinates' developmental needs fosters enhanced well-being for the individual and leads to improved unit and Army performance. counsels, coaches, and mentors. Counseling, coaching, and mentoring stand as the principal ways by which leaders provide others with knowledge and feedback. Counseling occurs when leaders review with the subordinate their demonstrated performance and potential. Coaching occurs when you guide another's development in new or existing skills through the practice of self-actualization. And mentoring occurs when you have greater experience than a mentee and guide and advise the mentee in their professional growth. Facilitates ongoing development. As a learning institution, the Army seeks to continually shape and develop their leaders to learn and adapt as conditions and operational environments evolve. Leaders must instill in subordinates a thirst for knowledge and continued development and must support them throughout the process. Builds team skills and processes. Building team skills and processes means that leaders inspire, motivate, and guide others toward accomplishing a common goal through cooperative efforts. Effective cooperation and communication in and between teams facilitates unit success. Indeed, no single person, squad, platoon, company, battalion, or brigade ever won a war. It was the collaboration and teamwork at and between each level that enabled mission success. Stewards the profession. In planning, leaders must think beyond their current team, mission, and direct chain of leadership. Leaders steward the profession when they act to improve the organization, even when the effects may not be realized until after their tenure. Stewarding the profession is about lifelong learning, commitment to an effective future organization, and developing others. This competency has two components. Improves the organization. Supports professional and personal growth. Improves the organization. Leaders demonstrate stewardship when they act to improve the organization for not only the present, but also the future Army. Acting to improve the organization involves prioritizing and managing people and resources when the effect may not be immediately evident. Leaders who steward the profession have a lasting concern over how their decisions affect the organization's future. Supports professional and personal growth. Supporting institutional-based development means that leaders should focus on personal and subordinate development at the macro and micro levels. Leaders are responsible for developing the Army as an institution, macro level, and each individual, micro level. By supporting development, leaders strengthen the Army profession and ensure it produces multi-skilled leaders capable of adapting and excelling in a constantly changing strategic environment. Gets results. A leader's ultimate purpose is to get results by accomplishing missions the right way. A leader gets results by providing guidance and managing resources, as well as demonstrating the other leader competencies. This competency focuses on consistent and ethical task accomplishment through supervising, managing, monitoring, and guiding the team's work. Taken together, these components of gets results require initiative on the part of the leader to make decisions, take action to solve problems, and accomplish the mission. Prioritizes, organizes, and coordinates taskings. Identifies and accounts for individual and group capabilities and commitment. Designates, clarifies, and deconflicts duties and responsibilities. Identifies, contends for, allocates, and manages resources. Removes work obstacles. Recognizes and rewards good performance. Seeks, recognizes, and takes advantage of opportunities to improve performance. Makes feedback part of work processes. Executes plans to accomplish the mission. Identifies and adjusts to external influences on the mission and organization. Prioritizes, organizes, and coordinates taskings. Leaders are responsible for coordinating all the simultaneous team undertakings and resourcing subordinates to complete the mission properly. Army leaders must be detailed planners who actively organize and communicate priorities to their team to ensure task execution in the right place at the right time in the right operational environment. Identifies and accounts for capabilities and commitment. Matching individuals and groups to a task can be a challenging undertaking, particularly when it comes to analyzing unit or organization capabilities. Having a clear task understanding is important to identify both individual and group capabilities and developmental needs. It is important for leaders to understand a team's individual interests, to use their knowledge, skills, and abilities effectively, as well as work toward their developmental needs. designates, clarifies, and deconflicts duties and responsibilities. Designating, clarifying, and deconflicting duties and responsibilities is an important leadership behavior because it improves a team's satisfaction and performance by removing ambiguity and confusion related to who is supposed to do what, at what time, and in what location. Designating, clarifying, and deconflicting duties and responsibilities improves a team's motivation and commitment as it ensures that team members know they are expected to contribute to the mission. Identifies, contends for, allocates, and manages resources. One of a leader's main responsibilities is to accomplish the mission using the available resources in the most effective and efficient ways possible. Some Army leaders specialize in managing single categories of resources, such as ammunition, food, or finances, but everyone has an interest in seeing teams use all categories of resources wisely. A leader's resources include time, labor, and money. Removes work obstacles. A work obstacle is anything that stands in the way of getting the task done. Army leaders must remove or find ways to overcome multiple obstacles, including resource shortages, competing or conflicting tasks, personnel issues, new requirements, regulations or policies, lack of integration among different branches of an organization, and a failure to synchronize and coordinate efforts. Recognizes and rewards good performance. Leaders usually regard rewards as incentives to influence others' behavior, so they perform in desirable ways beneficial to the organization. They benefit Army leaders and team members who work to achieve more than is typically expected. Often, rewards relate closely to motivation and morale and can make an organization a place where its members strive to achieve results. Seeks, recognizes, and takes advantage of opportunities. The individual who recognizes and takes advantage of opportunities to improve performance is a strong critical thinker who recognizes each completed task as a learning experience. Army leaders must simultaneously be proactive and reflective to seize and take advantage of opportunities when they occur. Makes feedback part of work processes. Consistent and regular feedback provided through coaching, counseling, and mentoring has multiple benefits. Feedback helps a person improve at their position by identifying specific areas in which they excel, as well as those in need of improvement. Feedback helps to gauge subordinate engagement, motivation, and morale. The exchange of feedback keeps leaders informed on an organization's collective strengths and developmental needs. Executes plans to accomplish the mission. Properly executing plans to accomplish the mission involves careful task management to ensure plans are implemented effectively and efficiently through the task life cycle. This involves managing the scope, schedule, time, cost, quality, risk, communications, human resources, and project integration. Army leaders must be organized and clear in their requests of others, ensuring all issues are handled proactively and the project is carefully monitored to ensure alignment with the desired outcomes. Identifies and adjusts to external influences. Being able to identify and adjust to external influences on the mission and organization requires a certain degree of flexibility and adaptability. Using a logical and methodical mental process to document the changing environment is useful in making necessary adjustments to a plan and prevents the excessive expenditure of resources and unwanted changes in project or mission timelines. Although a project or task may completely change course, it is important to analyze how to adapt the current plan to fit the circumstances.